Well, I really don't think that Luke needs an introduction, but he has received a degree from Vincent's University, and he is currently attending God's Bible School. So let's give Luke our undivided attention to what has been laid upon his heart.
I guess I'm kind of like Lauren and not much of a public speaker, so I may just end up reading all this. But if you have your Bible and would like to follow along, I'll be reading from Matthew 25. Matthew 25, starting at verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came, and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I'd like to look at the first 2 servants for a very brief moment, and then focus mainly on the 3rd servant. So those who are like the 1st servant may have many talents, such as being able to speak well, or being able to play instruments, or they have strong leadership abilities, or they always be able to seem to do whatever they want, and they seem happy. And the reason these people are happy is because they have chosen to be faithful in serving the Lord with everything they have. And as a result, the Lord has blessed and doubled their talents. Then there are people like the 3rd servant who only have 1 talent or very few, and they convince themselves that it is not worth their time or their effort to improve or use that talent, because it is just one little thing that they can do, and there's so many other people who can do that one thing so much better than they. So we come up with our excuses, like, I can't speak like Brother Ziegler, or I can't teach a Sunday school class like Brother Edward, or maybe it's, I don't have a good enough job to support a local church, so I just keep what I have to raise my own family. However, in this parable, the Lord is teaching us that he wants us to be faithful with what we do have. If we only have 1 talent, then we need to work on and develop other talents to go along with it, and not just sit back and say to ourselves that I can't do it or it's too hard. God wants those who are willing to use their talents for him, not those who make excuses. If we are willing, he will help us to develop our abilities to serve him better. The Lord has given each of us our own unique set of talents, and he expects us to use them for him. And he doesn't want us to compare ourselves to others, as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:12, that those who compare themselves to others are not wise. And the main goal of our lives is to win souls for Christ. As the Lord states in the Great Commission, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." I would like to challenge each of you to use your talents in this coming year to be a witness for Christ. Don't just sit back and say that's too hard, or you can't do it, or make up excuses, because if you try, the Lord will help you. And if that was the case, I'd probably not be up here right now. So let's not hide our talents in this new year, but let's be like the faithful servants and use what we have for God's glory, so that someday when the Lord does return, we too will hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom of heaven." And I'll turn the service back over to Gabriel.
Thank you, Luke. We have one more special song. Lauren and Amber are going to come sing for us, and then turn the service back over to Brother Ziegler.